When you have higher domain authority than the US Senate and over 63 million backlinks, the world smiles at you. My name is Eitan Bachman, and today on 2-Minute Marketing, I question the internet's chief question askers, Typeform. Pop open your browser, search survey, search Quizmaker. They are top three every single time, and here is the guy that's making it happen.
So my name's Jake, and originally from England, currently living in Barcelona, where Typeform's HQ is. And I'm currently leading the acquisition part of marketing at Typeform. So acquisition marketing currently at Typeform looks over three strategic disciplines in marketing. The first one is SEO. The second one is paid marketing. So we're currently investing in different channels such as paid search, paid social, GDN, YouTube, etc. And then the last one is looking over conversion rate optimization over all of our web properties to improve that conversion rate from visit to sign up.
Fair warning though, there's a lot of knowledge here, so this is more of a 10-minute marketing thing than 2 minutes. Sue me. On the SEO front, Typeform has something really unique going for them. They've like doubled their number of referring domains every single year for half a decade, but it's still not a walk in the park.
We built a load of content around these different search terms. We were looking at the competition, looking at different websites, doing a lot of keyword research, and we built a lot of longer form content. And then this content didn't rank. We built links to it. Even though we had a 91 domain authority, we built links to this content through different link building tactics. And this piece of content still didn't rank in Google after 6 months, and it was quite strange.
So if you've been following the show, you probably know that the reason is that Google's doing a better job at finding out what users want, and this was no different.
We looked at the top 10 in Google, and we saw that the content that we'd produced wasn't really matching the search intent of the user. The user was looking for information like in a compact way. They wanted this piece of content was on different survey tips, and they wanted these survey tips in literally one paragraph, where we had these survey tips throughout the whole article. And we literally made the change by adding a summary to the top of this article. We asked Google to record it through Search Console, and literally within a few minutes, we refreshed the SERPs and we were in position 4, when before we were in like position 19. And then literally from one day to the next, we went from like 200 visitors per month to 2,000 visitors per month just by re-optimizing existing content.
Position 19 to 4 in just a few minutes. I'll take 2, please. Here's how you can do the same.
So I would go back through your past content and think, can I add a summary of this blog post in the first paragraph and answer that search query a lot faster? Because people nowadays, they want things faster, right? They want things now. Think back like 10 years where you could wait a whole week to get something from Amazon, but now you only want to wait one day. Now translate this thinking into the content you're putting out there. People want to get that answer as fast as possible and then navigate to different places of your website.
Great, so you have more users on your website. But how do you convert them? So Typeform uses Typeform.
So I guess you've made landing pages before. And one thing most people do when they're making landing pages is they try to get data on how people are using that landing page. So some tools might be heat maps, wherever you're using, for example, CrazyEgg or your Hotjar. People are now looking at like click maps, where do people click, scroll maps, even like mouse tracking tools as well to see where people are moving their mouse on the screen. Right now, I feel like the marketing world is very kind of almost data obsessed in the sense that we're always looking for tools to get quantifiable insights.
So yeah, I'm guilty too. I use as much data as I can get. But it's an interesting question. Where can you actually pull qualitative insights on user behavior from?
Instead, what we did is we embedded a Typeform on that exit intent pop-up. And we asked people, oh, hey there, why didn't you decide to sign up to Typeform? And we have various different options, such as I didn't have the time, I didn't understand the product, I couldn't find the pricing. And then when you click on this option, then it gives you a text area where the user can type in more of an answer to give more qualitative feedback. So, for example, some people are saying, hey, I had to ask my mum I had to run to my maths class. I've got many tabs open and I haven't decided yet. I'm looking at your competitor. Some people said, for example, I'm an agency looking on behalf of my client. So just think, using these different heat maps, click maps, you would never have known that there was an agency looking for a tool for their client. So how would you optimize around this? How would you modify the copy on your page and create different hypotheses if you hadn't actually spoken to people?
I love turning the Hail Mary exit intent pop-up into research, not a poor last-ditch converter. So this brings us to the gravy, the paid ads. See, there's two big problems that B2B businesses frequently run into unpaid. Well, like at least two. The first is that conversions can take weeks, months, or years, which means agile testing is really hard. The second is that it's hard to balance between like stable ROI and the fun experimental channels that might work well. For Jake, the answer to both is cohorts, measuring a specific audience, say based on month they signed up, and tracking how their performance changes over time.
Look at your cohorts. For example, if you've been investing in paid marketing, so let's just say paid search, for example, over the past, say, 1 year, 12 months, go back to that first month of investment. Look at how many people signed up to your product or gave over an email address, and see month on month how those signups converted into revenue. Okay? And you might find that in month one, 60% of all the revenue occurred in that first month. And then the remaining 40% happened over the span of the remaining year. And then what you can do is you can build a model. So you can look at a multiplier. So you take the 60% and then you add on that 40% of the total revenue that you get in your first month. By looking at this cohort over time, we can recalibrate this growth multiplier, like this customer prediction multiplier, and we increase our confidence in the money we are investing.
It's not just for projecting though. Jake pulls out cohorts when experimenting with new channels like Quora ads or Reddit ads.
So at Typeform, we're experimenting with other paid channels out there. We don't just have one paid channel because we understand that there's probably other opportunities out there for growth, right? So we look at other channels that we've invested in and we take our best assumptions. And then we set a budget. So we commit to a budget. So for example, you could commit to $5,000, for example, and then we invest this budget in that channel. And then we invest that in a 30-day window. So a whole month. So let's say we invest it in the month of November. We get a ton of traffic, as many product signups as possible. And then kind of from then, it's kind of a bit of, it could be a waiting game where you're looking at that cohort, because again, as I said, the money is in the cohort.
That's actually really, really important. To compare apples to apples, you need to experiment, lock down a cohort, and wait. You might spot the immediate successes or the immediate flops, but for everything else in the middle, you need projectable cohorts and lots of patience.
So don't stop at your first month if you're experimenting with new channels. Definitely keep investigating, experimenting, hypothesizing how you could improve those different funnel metrics, like map them out in a spreadsheet, and really have in mind the cohort, because some people say the money is in the list. However, I would say the money is definitely in that cohort. Like if you don't have the cohort in your mind and have it all mapped out, and you're investing in paid ads, especially in B2B with those long conversion windows, then you're throwing growth completely down the drain.
So if you're still with us, my beautiful December 2018 cohort, remember that I shun corporate sponsors and have never done a 2-minute marketing ICO. The only love that I get is when you share this with another marketer or tell my mom how proud you are that I'm making this. Thanks for listening. Again, my name is Eitan Buchman, and you just heard some Typeform magnitude wisdom on 2-Minute Marketing.